You know, what's special about Drupal is that it is open source, and that means that there is no license fee. So it's free software, meaning people can just download it and use it without having to pay, you know, a license.
And people may have heard of the Firefox web browser, which is an open source web browser. It's those kinds of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, because it is open source software or free software, it also enables, you know, hundreds and thousands of developers to help build the software. And because of that, because of the fact that there is thousands of developers contributing to Drupal, it's also a very innovative platform. So it allows agencies not only to reduce cost because there is no license, but also to act quickly because of the, you know, the amount of innovation that is happening in the Drupal community.
And when you talk about innovation, this is, are things like, I mean, the reason I've seen a lot of it is it helps a lot of agencies integrate a lot of the social media tools right into their platform.
That's right. So, you know, the way Drupal works is it's a very modular system, meaning there's many plugins. And so we have plugins for Twitter integration, Facebook integration, blogging, forums, you know, basically you name it. And that allows, you know, organizations to, you know, quickly extend their website with that kind of functionality without having to, you know, write any line of code. So it makes for, you know, a great platform if you want to, you know, get involved, you know, with those technologies. And, you know, right now a lot of the agencies are, trying to, you know, engage with citizens and trying to get citizens to participate on their sites.
So,
and that makes Drupal a great fit for them.
So again, this would, the reason agencies would do this is it allows them to use, they can use Drupal to build their websites and make them more, essentially, more innovative, include all these parts as a holistic piece rather than sort of every time you turn around, you're having to patch something on.
Right. That's correct.
And one of the parts that you're, that when I was cruising around on your website, you talk about the collaboration aspects of that, of this, and that's something that, that Drupal does as well.
Right. So, yeah, Drupal comes with a lot of collaboration features, both built in Drupal core, but also available through extensions. And that allows, you know, people to work together in groups, to have discussions, to share information with each other, and things like that. So a lot of organizations are using it for their intranets, like internal collaboration, but also for external collaboration to collaborate with other people, online.
I got to ask you, because coming up with a new content management system, how does one do, I mean, how did you come up with the idea that, oh my goodness, the needs for content management system, there are needs out there that aren't being addressed, and I can do this. How does one do that?
Right. So, I mean, I started Drupal 10 years ago, so it didn't happen overnight. It's been, you know, the work of many, many years and many, many people. But I initially started Drupal because I wanted to have a message board, because I wanted to share information with my friends. And I essentially kept working on Drupal for 10 years. And, you know, it evolved from a simple message board to a full-blown content management system, you know, that thousands and thousands of people work on.
Yeah.
And that, you know, a million people use.
But 10 years ago, I mean, we weren't, Facebook was barely around. I mean, the first lawsuit, Facebook lawsuit hadn't even been filed.
Right.
So this has evolved a lot over a decade.
It has. 10 years ago, social was something completely different. Social back then meant that you added, comments, for example, to, you know, regular static pages on the web. Now social means, you know, Facebook and Twitter, and still means comments, but the definition of social has been changed, you know, quite a bit over the last years. And, you know, Drupal has done a great job keeping up with that change. So we've always sort of been on the front lines, if you will, of that social revolution on the web.
A lot of folks hear of open source software, and they hear that you can download it for free, and then they say, okay, how's that work? How's anyone making money? Why would somebody invest? How, it just seems so anachronistic to a capitalist, our capitalist thinking.
yeah, but, you know, oftentimes people will need some help. So it's, you know, a good analogy is the following. So if I give you all the pieces to build your own car, you can, you know, build your own car if you know what, you know, you're doing, if you're a mechanic. But the reality is that a lot of people aren't mechanics, and so they still reach out to, you know, any of the Drupal companies to help them, you know, assemble their website or their car. And in that case, they do, of course, have to pay those companies for their time and material. Mm. So they have to pay their hourly fees, but they don't need to pay for a license fee on top of that.
And part of the idea of this, I mean, this taps into that notion that all of us are smarter than each of us individually. And if you make that open, then people do come up with innovative ideas that allows then companies who use this software to and license this software to be even better than they would be otherwise.
That's right. So it's really the Drupal community, not me, that has taken Drupal in many interesting directions, and you know, oftentimes directions that I would never have predicted even myself. So the innovation and a lot of the development comes from people and companies all around the world that contribute their time to Drupal.
The other thought when folks hear about open source is they say open source there and anyone can add to it, that can't be safe.
Right, and I think reality is the opposite. We have a very rigorous development process. Every change that we make is reviewed by, you know, at least a handful of people, and sometimes, you know, 20 or 30 people. Plus, because so many people are using Drupal, and you know, including government agencies, a lot of those agencies do, you know, a formal security audit of Drupal. So, you know, Drupal has at least been audited, you know, maybe 100 times, if not more. And so, you know, all of those things combined, I think, make Drupal a very, you know, safe choice. And the fact that a website like whitehouse.gov adopts Drupal and open source, yeah, I think, you know, is the best proof of that. I don't think they would have adopted Drupal if they had any concerns about security or scalability.